Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. It is your girl, Jen. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope your week is off to a great start. Y'all, my weekend was, nothing really going on. I just did a little bit of schoolwork, just finishing up some things. I had dinner with my friend Brooke. She came down, and it was great. I haven't seen her in a while. I had a good time. I love her. I be missing her, She's funny as hell. What else I do? Nothing besides that. Oh, I watched a crackhead do crack. So let me tell you. So basically on Friday, I didn't do shit except some little work or whatever. I went and ate sushi with one of my friends, then went home. Didn't eat nothing for the rest of the day. This is like at lunchtime, y'all. So like 11:30, 12 o'clock midnight, I got hungry. I was like, what's open? Taco Bell and Crystals. They're next to each other. So I went to Taco Bell. Both of them had lines at the ass, but I was like, whatever. So I'm sitting there minding my business, and I see this man, taking his clothes off, throwing it. And I was like, what the fuck? And mind you, he's at Crystals. So the way this is set up, it's like, Crystals is, basically the main street is like a hill. So Crystals sits up higher than the Taco Bell. So if y'all can understand what I'm talking about. So basically, the guy's at the Crystals parking lot. And he is, throwing his clothes. And I'm just, I didn't see him at first because I wasn't paying attention. But all I see is clothes being thrown. So I look, and I'm like, what the hell? This man is basically in his draw. I'm like, okay. What the fuck? So I was like, you know what? Don't even look over there. Because if y'all make eye contact, I don't know if you know, but if you ever make contact with somebody like that, then they're going to come over there. I was like, fuck this. It's like midnight. I ain't got time for this shit. So then he, I'm sorry. So then he goes and he scrambles to find his belongings. Y'all, okay. So I can hear him talking and I'm like, is he talking to himself or is he on the phone? So I turn my music down and he where the fuck is my pipe? And I'm like, I was like, I hope this man looking for no crack pipe. So he is searching on the ground for this crack pipe, y'all. So he finally finds it. He does the stuff. I don't know if y'all ever seen anybody do no crack, but I guess I'm explaining it to you. Okay, so it's a little bowl, and y'all seen the marijuana bowl. So it's like that almost, but it's a small glass pipe with a little bowl, and then they drop the little crack rock in the little thing, then they heat the shit up and they smoke it. Okay, don't ask me how I know that. It ain't nobody in my family. My best friend sister did crack in front of me one time, and I ain't never been the same. I was like, you know what, I'm good. I ain't been around that lady no more. But anyway, yo, so he does it and I'm just sitting there watching him we're the area that I live in is upper middle class, so we don't have many crackheads around here. They usually come from downtown to come up here, I guess, and depending which area of downtown. But anyway, so they migrate up here every once in a while. And you might see something. One day, my friends went to go eat. The dude was walking across the street. The light was red, so he decided to stop and start dancing in front of all the cars. And as soon as the light turned green, he took off running. But anyway, I'm back to this crackhead. So he does his crack. And then he proceeds to put, the rest of his clothes on. Then he tries to open the Crystal's door. They're locked, obviously, because at this point, it's 12:15. And I'm going to tell you right now, these motherfuckers are slow. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Taco Bell, they're always gonna be slow here. I don't know what it is. Well, in this area. But the Taco Bell's everywhere is slow here. Don't matter the area. But this Crystal's is definitely slow. Anyway. So he walks basically on the outside of the building. I'm thinking he's gone. He's leaving. Tell me why he just comes back. And he's just sitting there. Then I guess somebody had bought him food. Or he, like, I don't know. He had like a cup. It wasn't like a Crystal's cup. But it was like a little paper cup. You know, you're from like fast food with a straw. I guess he left it, so he decided to come back and get it, and then he's still proceeding to talk to himself, and y'all, I was so entertained while I was in that Taco Bell line, like, it, like, I feel bad, like, when people are, like, on hard drugs and stuff, but it's funny, because he was just, like, why'd you take your clothes off? Like, where your clothes at? Like, what was the, that's what I don't know, y'all, it was just funny to me, because I'm just like, you know what? Why are you up here doing this at these folks' establishment like this? This is two crackheads I've seen twice in 1 week. The other one was at damn cookout, and then the manager ran him off. And then the police were sitting there watching the crackhead do crackhead activities in front of the cookout. Like, they were in line in front of me and did nothing. And I was like, your big double burger ain't going nowhere. Like, shouldn't you just be like, leave or something? I don't know. Whatever. But that crackhead ran across the street, and the street he ran across is like 6 lanes. 7, because there's 3 on each side plus a turn. So 7 lanes. But whatever. Anyway. But yeah, I don't think anything interesting really happened. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that was... that's probably how my weekend went. Yeah. But, I'm sorry, I just got distracted because I just got a message from somebody. Anyway, not me getting, like, super happy about it. I'm gonna just tell y'all. Anyway, so, person that just texts me, he's a little cutie pie, you know, like, I've known him for a while. And we do our thing or whatever. He doesn't live here anymore, so... Basically, every time I tell him I'm coming up that way, he's like, oh, you know, you can stay with me, blah, blah, blah. But I'm always going to see my other friends, like, so I just don't stay with him. Because he doesn't actually stay in the same city. It's, I want to say it's like an hour away. And he's like, well, I'll just drive you. And I'm like, baby, don't do all that. That's crazy. But anyway, so I told him, I was like, I'm going to come up there in a couple weeks. And he was like, okay. You can stay with me. I might just do it this time. Because why not? I'm single. Why not? Why not? Why not? But yeah. I know he don't listen to this shit. I know. And if he does, oh, fuck you. Fucking well. Y'all, I'm sorry. That really distracted me. Okay, so let's talk about the HR thing. Because y'all have been asking. Y'all, the only thing I assumed HR did was tell them to leave me alone because they're still there. HR has not asked me no questions. They never asked none of the people I said that witnessed the stuff any questions. These two dudes are just staring me down now, especially the one that showed me his booty hole. That's the one that's really doing the most staring. Fucking weirdo. And they always manage to be, like, somewhere in the vicinity, like, where I am, like, within 20 feet. Like, it doesn't matter. I could walk across the building, and they would migrate over there. It is what it is. My friends are talking about reporting them and stuff, and I'm like, y'all have fun. I'm just praying that when I start my clinicals, I get hired on there, because I will happily take that job. End it. So... it is what it is. But yeah, is there anything else I need to tell you before we get into today's topic? Ooh, no, I don't think so. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Okay, y'all. So basically, this episode was supposed to be like how I've been dealing with like stress management and staying positive and keeping my peace and all this stuff. Well, y'all, I've been sitting up here fucking cracking the fuck up. Like, I've been trying to record this episode for a little minute. Okay. And so, I don't know if we're gonna get this out, but I have to tell y'all this now because I've been saying this is a sign why I haven't fucked this man, and God really don't want me to get with this man. Okay, so as y'all know, I've been single for a little minute and I haven't really been talking to folks for real. So I started talking to these people. Well, met this dude on Facebook. I like how I met this dude on Facebook. I guess that's what you call it, whatever. Anyway, so I was like, you're cute, whatever. I fuck. It don't matter. Every time even when we're not having, like, trying to fuck, it's something like we never can link up. So it was like the first day or the first time he was supposed to meet, he was supposed to come to the carnival. Man was asking me questions where I'm gonna be at, all this stuff. I told him, like, I'm gonna be over here, blah, blah, blah. This man never showed up. Okay, cool. I was like, what the fuck out? Then he texted me another day, and I was supposed to be eating with this other dude, me and my friend, and then, like, I don't know what happened to him. So this dude texts me, and I was like, I'm over here eating at this Mexican restaurant. And he's like, oh, well, I'm on this side of town, which is the side of town. I, like, ugh, the side, I can't even talk. The side of town I'm on right now. Then it turned into, he was like, okay, well, you just come see me because I got a pound in the car. Motherfucker, anyway. So basically, like, we just never, whatever, saw each other for real. Every time. It was like one of us trying to hook up. First of all, he takes all day to fucking respond. He eventually told me the reason he don't respond is because he be tired from work. Now, y'all, when I tell you, I'm gonna get into what he does, but basically, keep in mind, I'm gonna tell you how our whole situation went down, and then you're gonna see what I'm talking about. Not him. Okay, y'all, let me stop looking at the phone. So look. I know, so from the fact that he said he had a pound car, I'm like, okay, you trap. Okay. Keep that in mind. So basically we've been texting, we never link up. He always texts all day, and I'm just like, okay, fuck this. He'll be like, okay, I'm gonna come see you. But at this point, he knows my schedule. Like, he's been knowing this for a while, because I tell you what days I work, the times. You know I'm in school from this time to this time on these days. He always texts me either right before I have to go to class, or while I'm at work, or while I'm in class. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm getting out at 10. I'll pull up. We'll be talking, and then it comes down to it. He'd be like, disappears. I'm like, what the fuck ever. So eventually, I'm just like, I'm done fucking with you. Like, I don't care. He's like, watch you be tired, because as soon as I get done taking my shower, like, I'll be in the bed. So don't ask me to come over. Then he'll be like, well, I'm gonna come see you. Every time he tries to come see me, y'all, I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I'm at work, I'm in class or something, or I'm about to go to class. It never fails. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I guess we're just not gonna meet. And he's like, no, for real, I'm trying to meet. He's like, I just really do be tired from work. So me and my friend is laughing because we're like, bitch, trapping is not a job. Like, why are you tired? Like, what are you doing? So, whatever. So one day this man wanted to come see me. I was like, I gotta get ready to go to class. Like, I have to be there in like an hour or something like that. So I don't have time to see you. He's like, well, come pull up on me at work. I'm like, you know what? Fine, I'll come see your ugly ass. So I'm like, okay, where do you work? This man lived 5 minutes from my house. So, or not 5 minutes, he works 5 minutes from the house. So, okay. Whatever. I go see him. We're talking. And y'all. So, I'm just asking him, you know, like, oh, like questions, because this is like the first time we've like actually seen each other. So, it is what it is. And y'all. This man pissed me the fuck off. Because first of all, like, I knew this would just, if I did fuck him, this would just be like a person I would just fuck, and just like that was it. Like, there would be no future. First of all, this man said the only reason why he has his job is because he's on probation. And obviously, when you're on probation, you have to have a job. Okay, understandable. And he was like, they don't make no money where he's working, all this stuff. And I was like, well, duh. So just go get you another job that makes more money. He's like, no, I'm just keep it. Because first he was like, well, I've been thinking about it. But he's like, no, I'm just keep it because I just want to trap. Now, motherfucker, this is the reason why you're on probation to begin with. According to him, he took the cops on a chase across state lines to Atlanta. Whatever. I don't fucking know. So, me being me, I hear that. So, in my head, I'm like, now I really gotta fucking, like, do my research. Because I was already trying to fucking find this man. But his name on Facebook ain't what it really fucking is. So, which I figured. But I was digging and couldn't find nothing. So, anyway, I was just like, whatever. You're a trapper. Okay, cool. What the fuck ever. Time goes by. We still ain't... Y'all, this is probably within... When the fuck was the carnival? In April? May? It was May. So this is like for the past month I've been talking to this man and we have yet to have sex. And at this, I don't really care because at this point I don't want to. But y'all, like I said, it never fails. Like the one day I said I was going to go down there and see him, he went to fucking sleep. He's either playing that fucking game, playing fucking Fortnite, or he's fucking asleep. He half-assed work for real because he'd be going in fucking late because the day I went to go see him at work, this bitch was late in the car for me to get there instead of going to clocking in the fucking work. I'm thinking this bitch on break. He's like, no, I haven't even clocked in yet. So you've been sitting in the parking lot for like 30 some minutes waiting on me. So basically he didn't go in. He went an hour late, but he was sitting in the parking lot. And he had said that if I told him he could come over, he was going to spend his fucking shift at my house, basically. The fuck. Whatever. Whatever. Fuck that. So, okay. I'm already off of him at this point because I'm just like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, we're not going to see each other. So he keeps begging to come up here to see me, begging to come up to see me. Like I'm saying, schedule's just not working. At this point, I'm like, there's a reason why we haven't met. Like, there's something going on. So, y'all, on Saturday, I told you I went to go eat with Brooke. Well, you know, I got a little drink in my system. I'm like, shit, who the fuck I know is out right now? Because at this point, it's like 10-something. I figured this man, because he's trapping. So I text him. The message don't deliver. And I'm like, I know his phone can't be dead because it's a Saturday night. And I know somebody's going to want some fucking weed. So you got to have your phone on. So I was like, you know, whatever. I'm going to bed. 4 in the fucking morning, this man texts me. Where you at? I'm asleep. So then he texts me like 8 something. Ask me again, like, where am I, what am I doing? Buddy, the fuck. So, 11:30 in the morning, I finally text him. I'm like, look, I'm up. What's up? What you want to do? I don't hear from this man until midnight, like 12:30. Y'all, I'm recording this Monday morning at 1:27. I've been trying to record this for a little minute. I've just been laughing with my friends about this fucking shit. Like, to be honest, I was trying to record earlier, but we were talking about P-Valley, and it pushed me back. But, y'all, now I'm laughing about this. So, this man texts me at 12:33 talking about some pull up. I'm like, you pull up. And he was like, you pull up. I was like, no, the last time I tried to, the only time I really tried to, you went to sleep. And this man said... Talk about some please. He's like, I went to jail last night. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm cracking the fuck up. Yeah, okay, so he said, please, I went to jail last night. I got pulled over. So I said, for what? He talking about weed for real. I was like, okay, whatever. I said, Negro, he talking about good morning. And I was like, I gotta work in the morning. He's talking about I'm trying to eat that pussy. So I said, really? He said, yeah. I responded. I'm in here cracking the fuck up. Because, you know, I finally found my motherfucker. Because I was like, okay, if this man really got arrested. If he really got arrested, I'm going to see it on the little mugshot website. So I found him. First of all, his name ain't, well, I can't say it's not his name. Okay, so... He goes by something, but it's not his whole name. Like, he cut off the beginning of it. So, that's why I can never find him. gonna fucking find this man. Because I, look, I, like, asked him his last name, because I knew his first name, or what I thought was, like, the piece of first name. He told him his last name, so I Googled it, could never find it. So I was like, this motherfucker, I know he ain't lying by being probation, because who the fuck would do that? But anyway, that's why I couldn't find him. Y'all, so while I'm looking at the charges, which he did, he got arrested at, like, 9 p.m. Saturday night. Okay. So, I'm looking at the charges. Man. Okay. So, I see why the Lord ain't never let me meet this man. Because, or like, fuck with him. Because, okay, back up. Because now, let me say this. So, basically, that day I went and saw him at work, he had like three keys. He had two house keys and a car key on his little lanyard. So I said, Nigel got three keys. And that's when he told me what the keys were. This man was like, yeah, I'm going to give you one when you move in. First of all, bitch, no. First of all, me and my friend drove by your house. No. I can't. And I'm not saying his house is bad. It's just the neighborhood and the area. I can't do that. That's not for me. I pray I never to live nowhere down there. And that's what I just can't. No. So anyway, back to this. So I was just looking at the charges. And on this page, you can see their previous arrest too. So what he got arrested for last night, y'all, it was talking about violation probation of domestic assault, violation probation, theft of property, and booked for previous charges or other reasons. Now, man told me he had arrested for weed. So I was like, okay. Then I see this domestic assault shit. So I'm like, hold the hell on. Let me go ahead and look at his other fucking shit. This man, y'all. That's why the Lord never, because now he beating on folks. See what I tell you when I tell you I fight men. See, that would have been the man I would have been fighting, because now you're probably like, oh, you're just probably gonna hook up. That situation would have probably turned into one of those fucked up ass relationships where you're probably just only supposed to be fucking and then you're together and then just a bunch of fucking bullshit. So yes, y'all, that's God really has been, you know, because I was like, why? And like, I've never, it's like never been that hard for me to like link up with a dude. Like, literally, I could be like, pull up, they'll pull up, or they can be like, come over and I'll go. Like, there's no problem. It's never that fucking hard. But this man, when I told you, like, it took literally probably like a month before I ever actually saw this man in person, just because, like, I'm telling you the bullshit. And you're probably like, oh, not you just meeting somebody to fuck off Facebook. At this point, shut the fuck up. Like, we had been talking like a little bit, so I was like, we'll meet. First of all, I wasn't like, we're gonna have sex. I mean, yeah, probably, but like, if we didn't, I wasn't gonna trip. But all of our meetings are supposed to be in public to begin with. So, like, that's the thing. And then at this point, I was like, fuck it, whatever. Just never happened. The public meetings never happened except on one. And then that's when I found out he was on probation. So then again, I was like, whatever. But yeah, y'all, look how things work out. Because now I'm like, I can't fuck with you. Because if you think you're gonna beat on me, you got the game fucked up. But y'all, like, and you know what's so funny? Like, I don't, y'all will probably be like, bitch, what the fuck? So, I usually, like, try to read tarot cards and all that stuff, but I haven't done it recently because I just felt like there was nothing to ask. But something was telling me, like, go ask your cards about him, go ask your cards, and I just never did because I guess I just didn't care anymore. Like, I was just, like, over trying to link with him. Like, just even in public, like, I was just tired. Like, I didn't even give a fuck. But yeah, y'all. That's what the cars would have told me. Like, he ain't shit. Watch the fuck out. Like, he be beating on you. Beating on folks. Like, y'all, what the fuck? I'm sorry. Like, now he just texts me talking about, come on. I'm, bro, what the? See, this is why I'm gonna just. See, this is what, and when I tell y'all, like, I have, when I tell you, like, I have literally not been hooking up with nobody. I've had, like, what, sex one time since me and little idiot haven't been fucking around anymore. So, and that's with the dude that, like, when I go out of town, I'm gonna be with him. I just haven't. So, the one person, I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll give you a chance, cute, whatever, I don't give a fuck, like, no. God, I was like, no. See, that just hooking up shit, I guess it's not meant for me, or I could try somebody else, but I was like, no. No. Yeah, I'm sorry, this is funny to me, I just had to tell y'all, because, like, I really was sitting here and was like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like, why can I not get with this dude? Like, what is the reason? Like, damn. Oh, well. But yeah, I'm sorry. I had to. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just really funny to me. Oh gosh. And y'all probably like, girl, that's what I got at me. But I'm telling you, like, anybody else, I could text. Like, you know how many dates I've went on and it's been like smooth sailing? I could have hooked up with those people, but I didn't because I was just like, eh. It's enough for me, big dog. But one person, I'm just like, I'll hook up with you. Didn't work. So, eh. Oh well. Okay, y'all, I'm done. I'm sorry. I just had to. But yeah, I'm not gonna make the episode about the I'll do it later. The one where I'm supposed to tell you how I'm keeping peace of mind on and stuff. So, yeah, y'all, look, this episode is just about, like, if you feel like there's a reason why something's not going, it probably is, and do your best to Google it and search it up and figure out what the fuck it is, because I know I was trying my hardest. I was asking people, like, where he said he went to school. I would, look, the people that I know that's not going to be, like, telling folks I'm asking about somebody, but, man, y'all, like, I'm telling you, look, if you feel like something is up, it probably is. So, I had been back the way, and he kept trying, and I didn't give a fuck, but the one time I was like, come give me some head, this man done went to damn jail. I'm just glad I texted him after the fact. Because I feel like if I had texted him before that, and he was going to come see me, then he got pulled over. Then that motherfucker would be trying to blame me, you know the fuck. But yes, y'all. I'm sorry. I had to share that story. Like, this really threw me off. Like, it's almost 2 in the fucking morning. It's what, 1:38? Y'all, I gotta go to work. But I'm sitting up here fucking laughing. But okay, but next week, I promise, we're gonna talk about the peace of mind stuff. I really just had to. I had to share it because I could not concentrate. Like, oh my God, y'all. I'm gonna stick to what I know. And that's a little light skinned dude. That's out of town. That's the one. I'm gonna just stick to that for now. And if only. get my back blown out. Like, once or twice a month or some shit, you know, whatever. We gotta make it count, I guess, whatever. I don't know, but he said he's thinking about moving back here. So, if you move back here, perfect. But, yeah. If I get any more updates about this, I'll let y'all know. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this shit is funny to me. And I know about the whole domestic assault situation. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm not even going to ask him because, you know what? Like, it don't even matter. I don't need to be in that situation. I don't want to know what it is because I don't want it to be me. So I'm going to just leave it alone. But shout out to God or the ancestors, the higher power, whatever, whoever blocked this from happening. Y'all, okay, I'm not gonna lie, because look, I gotta say, so let me tell you, so the other week he did some fuck shit and it really pissed me off because we were on the phone. And no, first he texted me, this is another reason why I backed up off of him, and the only reason why I'm bringing this up because I was thinking about the charges of the property theft, whatever, theft of property, whatever. This man texted me one day and was like, he said, "Hey," and he never says that. So I was like, this man gonna ask me for money. I don't know why I thought that, but he did. Then he's like, "Can you help me out?" I said, "With what?" He talking about, "Can I have $4? I said, "For what?" He talking about gas to get to work, baby. First of all, whatever. No. Then, like, the next day was FaceTime. This man car really was on E. But he was out there making little plays or whatever, whatever. Then he was like, "Can I have $400? I pray to God he was over the joke, because first of all, you're not giving the damn sin out of me. So the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, not if I go over there, this man probably gonna try to like rummage through my purse if I go to the bathroom. So I'd have to keep it with me. Like, I don't know. Like, I just, me being me, I was like, damn, now he gonna try to like steal my fucking quarters out of me. And my friend was like, LMAO, like, she was like, nah, I don't think he gonna steal from you, bitch. Now that I'm looking at them charges, he probably would have to cancel my credit cards and smoke. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm fucking... Let me go to fucking bed, because I'm going to be dog-ass tired at work tomorrow. I just know it. I'll probably just leave work early and come home and take a nap before class or something. Hell, I might not even go. I don't know. I'm tired. But yes, y'all. Like I said, if you're feeling like something is off, it probably is. More than likely, 95% of the time, it's going to be right. Like, your gut is going to be right. So, trust it. I'll do the topic that was supposed to be today. I don't even know what I was going to name it. But the one about the peace of mind, I guess I'll name it that. I'm going to do it next week. I'm sorry, y'all. This just threw me for a loop, and I thought it was funny, so I felt like I need to share it with you, and the story's probably all over the fucking place, but the shit was just funny. Oh, like, I had tears. So, y'all, I'm gonna go to bed. I hope y'all have a great week, and I will catch y'all next week. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.